Yes, that's correct. 25.
25 years. And the first you sold a product, the hip protector product from England, is how you started?
That is correct. We had been selling one in Canada for a few years, and we went over to the UK to establish North American rights, and we pretty much found out when we went there that it wasn't really what it was cracked up to be. On the plane back, Iris saw I was a little upset about the whole thing. She said, you know, maybe we can come up with our own product. And I thought about it, and I thought about it. And, you know, I guess behind every good man is a great woman. And with her urging, we did a lot of research, and we came up with over 400 different material combinations. And from that, we approached the University of Florida Department of Biomechanics, and we worked with them towards coming up with a study to see what we really had. Did we have something concrete that could really work, that could give us patient compliance, cost effectiveness, impact dissipation? And we worked it out with them, and we wound up doing a study, I think it was close to the end of 2003 into 2004. And from that point, it took us about 5 years till we brought CompuHips to market back in 2009.
And you used occupational therapists and physical therapists. You consulted with them about CompuHips and how they should be made. Am I right?
That's correct. You know, as smart as we thought we were, and we're fairly smart to a degree. we're not too smart, but anyway, to make a long story short, we approached some therapists both in the United States and Canada for some feedback, and they gave us some good guidance and some things that we really were surprised to learn. And, you know, as lay people, we're still learning. I mean, ultimately, our goal is to save lives. And in turn, to get there, we're out there educating people. And that's what we're looking to do day in and day out. This is a project that we're taking personally. Both Iris and I had ants that fell about a year prior to our bringing the product to market. So we've got a lot of feeling into this. We've got a lot of personal feeling, and we just want to save lives.
Well, you know, it's interesting how different inventions and products come to be. Now, you've known each other for how long?
Well, that's an interesting question. We knew each other in college. And tell you a little story. Martin had a crush on me back at the University of Florida. And he never asked me out. I was a little sister of his fraternity, and he just didn't ask me out for whatever reason. 30 years later, we were both married, and I had been divorced already, and he was finishing up his divorce, and he Googled my name to see whatever happened to this girl he had a crush on. And I was a legal investigator, which a business I had started after my previous marriage, and he found me on the internet 30 years later, and we've been together 10 years and married for 5 years. This April will be 5-year anniversary.
And, you know, it's amazing how, you know, people come full circle, and you two have certainly done that. And what's it like working together? Now, you know that I work together with my husband, so
right.
I really can't complain. He's a doll baby. He puts up with all my craziness, and he's my editor. He is something else. And, you know, it's so fun working with somebody that really cares about what you're doing in the product, and they have the product knowledge, which makes it even better. Whose idea was it first?
Oh, that's interesting. I would probably say it was Iris. Iris had the idea, and to give me the push to go ahead and to start to do all the research and try to come up with something. So I would say, you know, I'll tip my hat to the beautiful woman I'm married to. I definitely say Iris is the reason why we are where we are today.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. But
really,
we couldn't have done it without Martin.
That's it. That's the whole thing. I think when you're working as a couple and as partners, that, you know, you really want the best of the best for whatever you're putting out there. And I love your description of what this product is. And if you don't mind if I read it, I think it will give people a real understanding of what it is. Comfy Hips is a hip protector that gives around-the-clock protection for people who are at risk of falling, just like me. The pads are lightweight, and each pad weighs less than a small bag of potato chips. That would be about 25. That pad fits easily into concealed interior pockets that are specifically designed ultra-soft undergarments. The undergarments are available in both men's and ladies' briefs. And, you know, we talked prior to the show, right?
Yes.
And actually what the fabric is. So can you tell people, because, you know, everybody has in their mind, even if they go up online, my first question to you guys earlier today was, is this a girdle? And you said?
Yes. It's nothing like a girdle. It's a regular ladies' brief, which looks like a ladies' brief, and a men's brief, which would be the same if you went into any store and you bought a typical men's brief. We wanted our men to feel masculine and our women to feel feminine. It's very important as we age. Unfortunately, we have so many health issues as we become senior citizens. And you don't want men to feel emasculated in any way. Something also that it's very important, our pads, even though they do weigh less than 25 potato chips, they absorb up to 87.2% of impact on lateral falls. And there's nothing like this on the market. Our undergarments are soft. They're 95% cotton, 5% spandex. They're just like any other brief that you would find out there. And that's what's wonderful, with a very special pocket over the hip bone, which is the greater trochanter. And we have these in all different sizes. They come from small to XXX, triple extra large for ladies, and double extra large in men. And that pocket is right over the hip bone in all those sizes. And then you just slip the pad into each pocket over each hip, and there you have it. You wear it. And people tell us, the feedback we get is incredible. They say they forget they're wearing them. They're so lightweight. It's just like wearing any other underwear you would wear during the day. And that's what it's all about. You don't want people to feel like they're wearing something big and bulky or padded on their hips.
Well, it's really one of the questions that I had asked you. There's so many seniors, okay, that really need this protection, especially women, and because of osteoporosis and a lot of other things. And you told me that Martin, that your mother or father was, are they in a nursing home? Are they at home, or where are they?
My mother recently moved into an independent living facility.
Right, independent living facility. And they all wear that wonderful little thing they should around their neck, so in case anything happens and they fall, you know, they have that instant help, right? But if they do fall in your wonderful product, that the impact isn't going to be as hard on them. Is that correct?
That's correct. There was a white paper done at a long-term care facility, a 387-bed long-term care facility, first year using Comfy Hips. And they had, in that year, they recorded 818 falls, but we were able to reduce the hip fractures to less than 0.25%, substantially, substantially lower than the years prior.
Right, and that's so important, you know, for seniors. And you know what I like about the product? It's very attractive looking. The other thing that I asked you during prior to the show was, you know, if you are incontinent, can you tell us how that the Comfy Hips works with a lot of them? They have to wear different types of, you know, the new diaper situation. Unfortunately, I hate to use that word, but they have to wear something that's disposable. So how does that work with your product?
Well, the way it works is, let's just backtrack. If you decide to get a Comfy Hips set, what you do is you find your belly button, you get a soft tape measure, and just measure around. That's where your waist would be. We tried to make it very simple for sizing. It just goes by waist size. So when the person would call us at our 800 number, they would give us their waist size, and we could judge from there whether they're small, medium, large, etc. Now, if somebody's wearing an incontinent product, we just go up one size because usually those incontinent products aren't that thick around the body. And we made the undergarment so it would be easy. That's the main thing. We want it easy for our customers. And you just go up one size, and there you have it. And what makes us very unique also is we sell two undergarments and two pads in a set. So that if one gets soiled, which it will eventually, you don't want to wear the same undergarments every day anyway. So you just take the pads out, put them in the second set, and you launder the first one, and then you have another to choose from. And another thing is also we sell just undergarments, just sets of two undergarments, or if somebody should lose a pad, just sets of pads. Again, trying to keep the cost down for everybody and make it the most affordable that we can.
Well, you know, one of the things that I wondered is, this is such a simple situation, can people, do they order a product online, or how can they get your products? This is really important.
Well, the best way to do it is to call our phone number, which is 1-877-857-1110, and there will be somebody there to talk with them, and if they have questions about it, they can answer their questions, and they can place any orders that they would like to place. So that's 1-877-857-1110.
And, you know, Martin, I think this, you're selling this, I've been up on your website, and I'm on your website right now, and I love it because you're in French and English.
Correct.
And I told you prior to the show, I'd love to see your beautiful pictures up here, which you said you're going to do, because really, to be honest about it, it's nice to connect with somebody and their faces. I really think you've done an absolutely super job. I love the little clock on there, around the clock, tip protection. I love everything about it. I think it's a very beautiful website. And I love your tips for home and safety. That is absolutely so smart, because all of us really need to look at those safety tips, you know, especially if you're by yourself, because it doesn't matter how old or how young you are. I mean, there are times when I fall all the time because I'm just going too fast. And I can't wait to get the product and see it. I think it's just so well done for both men and women. And there's so many times when you never know what's going to happen. And if you have this protection, it just makes it so much easier for you. And especially, you know, around the holidays, no matter, Hanukkah just finished, but Christmas is around the corner here in a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Kwanzaa, this is a great gift to give your senior loved ones or anybody that needs that protection. And, you know, and you never know. I'm going to order it myself for my mom. Hello. This is a great idea. So, you know, it's funny because she's 91. And now I know where I get this rushing from. This, you know, wanting to get, she does that. That's where I got it from.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though she's got a walker, when she walks without the walker, she tries to run practically.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You know, I just want to go back to something. I just want to go back to something that you said, Catherine, on the tips for fall prevention. That was designed by one of a head occupational therapist in a major hospital. So that's a good example of how we did work with occupational therapists. Also, that brochure that's online is in every package of Comfy Hips that we sell in our sets. So we want to teach people how to prepare their home so that they don't fall, but if they do fall, Comfy Hips is there to protect them and protect their hips.
See, it wasn't
go ahead, Martin.
No, it wasn't just about, you know, quote unquote, the product. You know, we needed to make sure that when we brought this product to market, it was right from the get go. And when we first brought the product into the market in Canada in July of 2009, I was a little nervous. I said to myself, oh, my goodness, let's hope everything is fine, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I can tell you we're going into 3.5-4 years down the line. We've not had one return. We've not had one product failure. In the 5 years we really spent fine-tuning this thing, we attended to every little fine point. And, you know, I'm happy to say that we did that. Thank goodness.
Well, that's a smart thing. I mean, really to be honest about it, if they're comfortable, if they're protection, people will love wearing them because they know they have that little insurance on their hips, right? But if they do fall, they've got it's brilliant how you came up with this, because you know when you do fall on your hip, you feel it. For even if you don't break your hip, you just sprain it or you bruise it, and I'm a bruiser, so I bruise all the time. You have these huge bruises, you know,
right.
And it's really sad because it takes days for it to heal sometimes. And so this, to me, is like, you know, almost like getting out on is thinner than the football field, but it makes me feel like I have something that even a football player would wear because it's an extra protection, but it's light. And that's what the key thing is here. It's beautiful, it's light, and it's going to assure that person that if they do fall, you know, they're going to hopefully avoid a broken hip.
Right, absolutely. And it's much thinner, I should say, much thinner than football pads, right?
you know, Catherine. Catherine, a year ago November, Iris and I had to fly to Milwaukee. We had to make some presentations.
Uh-huh.
And we get to the airport to fly wherever we were flying to from there, and the TSA agents pulled me over. Well, I had forgot I had comfy hits on, and they were under my dress pants. They took me in the room, and it was the funniest thing. Iris was just like turning purple from laughter. They took me in the room. They patted me down, and I explained everything to them. Well, to make a long story short, the gentlemen were over 50. I can't tell you exactly how old they were. And they kind of said, well, this is pretty interesting. Where can we get this product? So,
well, you forgot to tell them that they did make you pull your pants down so they could see what was under your pants there on your hips.
Oh, yeah, they made you do that.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you something, guys. I got pulled over right after 9/11, and I was just doing a show on security, and the only thing that saved us were the dogs, because I had sprayed something we were making for a holiday situation, so I noticed why they pulled over.
Yeah, it can be a little scary when they pull you over.
That could have been really funny, you know, when you think about it. Were they laughing? Were you laughing, I hope?
I was a little uncomfortable. I mean, I knew I had done nothing wrong, but you know, you try to educate people like, sir, I'm really have something here that's going to help prevent fractures. And, you know, and they don't know. I'm sure they get told all kinds of stories by all kinds of people, and it worked out well in the end, and everybody laughed. I think Iris got the biggest laugh out of it, though.
Yeah, when Martin walked out of the room with the two gentlemen, they were all laughing, and they were asking him where they could buy them. Which is the best thing.
Let me ask you a question on that note. If somebody is wearing a comfy fit and they go through the scanner, are they going to stop them?
I don't know. I mean, they might have seen something padded on their hips, and
yeah,
that's probably why they stopped them.
Yeah,
they padded them down, but I don't think that should be a problem.
Or you could suggest to the person prior to getting on the airplane, take your comfy things out before you go through the scanner.
You could do that, or you could just let them know that you're wearing padding on your hips because you have a high
risk
of falling.
That's exactly right. So
yeah, there's nothing metal in them at all, so it shouldn't make the scanners go off in that way. And this was a while ago, and now they have the newer scanners where they can, I guess, see you kind of naked, I guess.
Well,
so I don't know if that would be a problem or not.
Well, you know, it's really funny. Not funny, but it's important, you know, that we are protected in some respects. But I can understand why that would have been hilariously funny.
It was. It would have been a great sitcom.
It sure would have.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask this question. Now, how many countries are you in with the product?
Presently, we're in Canada. We came into the United States slightly over a year ago. We've been in the UK, and we're in discussions now with companies in Scandinavia and in South Africa.
That's great. That's really wonderful because, you know, there are so many people around the world that could use this product everywhere. This is something that anybody could use. Even, you haven't gone into, there are some children, I have this question, there are some children that because of different prior injuries or whatever, they could use a product like this. Are you thinking about that for the future?
You know, it's funny you mention that because I have I'm friendly over the years with a sports medicine doctor out of Toronto, Canada, and her daughter is a figure skater. And as a skater, you have a tendency to fall.
That's
and
right.
she actually mentioned to me about the possibility of, you know, maybe at some point looking into going into, you know, a little bit smaller size, you know, for we'll call it younger teenagers. And that's something we were looking at. We've gotten some different feedback, you know, over the last couple of years from different people. Even Catherine in a discussion earlier today talking about, you know, something else for a, you know, like a tailbone protector. So we do take notes, and we put all our notes together. And I think what we're trying to do now more so is to spread the gospel, is to get the word out now about the product. Tell people about it. Tell them how effective it is. Tell it how it can save lives. I mean, you know, when you realize that up to 24% of the people who fall and fracture their hip pass away every year, in addition to that, the ones that do survive, the quality of their lives, you know, does go downhill a bit. So we're trying to focus on what we know first. Eventually, yes, we will definitely look into making some other variations of the product as we go forward. But keep in mind, we've tried to keep all our costs down. We try to be very narrow with our price. We don't want people, you know, overcharging people if they go to purchase Comfy Hips. We've worked hard at really, really just tightening that price up. And we want to make sure that Comfy Hips, although it's effective and everything else, but we need to make sure it's affordable for people.
That's really important. Can I ask what the prices are, or is that...
You can ask, and we'll tell you. The way we sell them is we sell them, like I said, two in a package. So two undergarments and two pads. And they retail for us, suggested retail is $69.99. And you're getting two for that price. So it's, you're getting two.
That's very good. That's very cost effective. I think so.
And the fall tips for fall prevention in the home comes there also.
And that's really, really important, I think, because, mm-hmm. you know, any really special kind of garment is going to be, you know, that price anyhow or more.
Right.
And now they can be thrown in the washing machine, or do they need to be hand washed, or what? What's the care of them?
Well, you don't wash the pads. You take the pads out. You can wash them down with soap and water or a Virox wipe. That's what hospitals use. And the undergarments are just washed like you would wash any other undergarment.
Great.
So it's really very simple to take care of them. You know, I wanted to tell you something else when you were talking about different uses or different modifications for Comfy Hips. I find it very interesting. We've had some police women purchase Comfy Hips because their holsters are right over their hips. And it irritates their hips. And they put on Comfy Hips, which goes right over the greater trochanter, and the holster goes over that. And there you have it. Their hips are protected.
Well, that's an absolutely super idea. And I could see TSA agents, you know, or anybody that has to wear any type of gear on the side of their, you know, their hips or anything, that would be really something that would be easy for them to wear. And, you know, policemen run. So, and sometimes they fall because they're going after a suspect or whatever. So this, you know, this protects them as well.
Yeah, I just find it interesting how creative people are. I mean, I never would have thought to sell it to police or anything like that. And somebody came up to us at a conference and he said, oh my God, this would be great for my wife. So, you know, you just never know. You think out of the box and you never know.
I can think of nurses or anybody else that takes care of patients.
Mm-hmm.
They may have a fall or because, you know, somebody falls on them and they fall sideways or whatever. I mean, you never know. Or even guards at the kids' schools. You know, you never know what's going to happen there because of ice and snow. You know, it makes you want to run out and buy the product for yourself.
For sure.
You know, but go ahead.
No, go on.
I was just going to say, I think that do you have gift certificates that people can order them for their parents and whatever?
Well, we haven't come out with any gift certificates, but if they just give us a call, we can place an order for them for their parents, so that's not a problem.
That's great, because, you know, so many people are either in independent living today or second stage or third stage, and they could use this product very easily. And, you know, kids are always looking for, or older adults are looking for their parents for a gift that keeps on giving, and this seems to be that type of gift. And, you know, there's seven of us or six of us kids, and we could order six of them, and my mom would never need any more, right?
Absolutely.
And something else that you touched on, Comfy Hips is also distributed in the United States to the long-term care facilities assisted living by McKesson Medical Surgical. They came on board just close to a year ago after hearing about Comfy Hips from one of the large customers. So they're selling it throughout the United States for us as well.
That's great. That's really important because those are products that every senior or anybody that's living in a facility can use. Because, you know, and I'm surprised we don't have them in hospitals or, you know, group homes because, you know, the hospital, especially, I'll tell you, it would be a great gift for anybody that's in a VA hospital or a VA home. There's so many of our veterans that could be using this, especially our older veterans that are coming back, not coming back, but are, you know, or anybody coming back that's injured.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that this would be something for them, especially, or anybody that's involved in the military.
It's anybody that is a high risk of falling, people that are taking medications that could impair their vision, which in turn impairs their balance, neurological problems, osteoporosis sufferers. There's just so many people that could make use of a product like this to help them, to give them security in their lives, and to lead a more normal life.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because I shared with you that I fell in New York. If I would have had these on, I probably wouldn't have been hurting as bad as I did because it was days after that, you know, because when you succumb to a fall, that's, you injure with even bruising under the skin or anything, and it's really traumatic for you, especially as you grow older.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you have osteoporosis, and it's a way of helping that condition. I can imagine orthopedic surgeons, just like my cousin, would recommend this to all of their patients.
Sounds good to me.
You know, Catherine, it's funny, you know, you talk about people wearing, you know, different products and, you know, things like a hip protector. We kind of had our doubts about some parts of this as we were going forward. And what I'm specifically talking about is we, you know, as lay people thought, okay, well, people that are really large people wouldn't need hip protectors. Well, let's just put it this way. We had our ears pinned back on more than one occasion by some of the therapists. And to that point that we actually introduced, you know, we actually have, for example, in women's, we have a triple extra large. So there's a lot of things lay people don't think about that are really out there. For example, women, the hips on women are slightly more forward than they are on men. The average lay person doesn't know these things. So this is part of the educational process that we went through in developing companies to get it to where it is today.
Well, you know what? Another group that I may suggest to you is Weight Watchers. You know, there are so many people out there that are part and parcel to Weight Watchers and their products. This could be something that you could move forward with them, because it's amazing how many people, you know, we've become, unfortunately, kind of an obese society here in America, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sizes have actually gone way beyond some people. Even a triple X wouldn't fit them, unfortunately. And more people are, unfortunately, so overweight that they do fall easily, and it's even harder for them. So I'm glad that you have the product in different sizes, because there's so many different people today that are larger than not. And it's amazing what's happened. So,
well, and just because they're larger doesn't mean they can't break their hip. People think that, you know, if you have more fat or padding or whatever you want to call it on your hips, it's going to protect them, and it doesn't, because as we age, the density of that becomes very thin. And you definitely need it. You know, it's interesting.
That's what I was trying to say. It doesn't matter what you have on those hips. When you fall, it happens.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
And one of the, I went to, I'll tell you a little story. I went to one of the nursing homes here in Florida and did a presentation to the administrator. Actually, it wasn't a nursing home, and it was an assisted living facility. And he said to me, well, my mother-in-law and father-in-law live here, and if she's very vain, and if you can convince her to wear extra padding on her hips, we'll buy them. I said, okay. So we walked down the hallway, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, what am I getting myself into? And we went to this apartment down the hallway. This woman was easily a triple extra large. And I sat down and I explained the whole thing to her. And she said, well, I don't want extra padding on my hips. And I stood up and I said, look at me, I'm wearing them. And she said, oh, I couldn't tell, but as you can see, dear, I don't need extra padding. And I decided to just get a little bit blunt with her. And I said, let me ask you a question, and excuse my bluntness. If you fall, would you rather take the chance of being one of those 24% people, or up to 24% people, that could die within the year? Or would you rather wear just a little bit of padding on your hips? She said, I'll buy them right now. Because when you explain to people, and then her husband stood up, who was very thin and using a walker, he goes, I fall all the time. I want a pair too. So it's just, again, it's about educating people. Nobody thinks they're going to fall until they fall.
No, and that's true. And you know, if you it was great that you were wearing them.
I always wear them. I wear them all the time.
Well, I mean, it's your fault. Of course you would. It's so much easier. You know, it's the Mikey syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
If Mikey likes it, I like it.
Right.
And, you know, when I have a product and I love it, I wear it, I use it, I do it, or I can't sell it.
Right.
Or even feel comfortable in recommending it.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what the most important thing is. And anything that gives you that, you know, secure feeling is, you know, it makes you feel, you know, especially if it's for you, or if it's for a parent or an aunt or an aunt or whoever, uncle, whatever, you know that they've got that added protection. If they do fall, that you feel like you've got, you feel a little more secure about it.
Absolutely.
And I love the idea that even you've got small, medium, large, extra large, triple large, double large, and triple large, and you know, it's funny because women's waists tend to be a little bit thicker, unfortunately. And as you grow older, it's harder for people to lose the weight they've had on them for a long time. So, like you said, even though you have that extra padding that you think you have, if you fall, you will break your hip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's interesting is that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in 2011 came up with a statistic that in 2010, it was estimated the total medical cost for fatal and non-fatal fall injuries equivocated to $28.2 billion.
That's wild. That is absolutely wild.
Yeah. And also, I think it was in USA Today that somebody turns 65 in the United States every 8 seconds. And who was it? I think it was the CDC website said that 1 in 3 people ages 65 and over fall every year. So people are falling, whether they slip, whether it's due to a medical situation or your eyes not seeing correctly, people are going to fall.
That's right, and especially during the winter time. And, you know, even if you don't have snow, you have a lot of rain or whatever, things are slippery. You don't know that. You don't have the right shoes on. You hit a piece of ice. You get in the car wrong. You go down at something wrong, and you fall. Mm-hmm. And you tend to fall not forward, but usually towards your side. So that's where your hip is. So that's really important. Let's give your website out and the toll-free number again, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. The website is www.comfyhips, and that's spelled comfyhips.com. And our telephone number is 1-877-857-1110.
Now, what are things that are happening for you in the near future? Tell me a little bit about what you're doing in the future. You speak at a lot of different organizations. What's happening this year for you, right before? Well, the year's almost over, so we're moving into the new year. So what's going to happen in 2013 with Comfy Hips?
Well, we've got a lot of conferences scheduled for this coming year. You know, we're hoping to get up to 20 conferences domestically, and we're waiting to hear back on some international conferences. And this year we're also going to be doing the Director of Nurses. I think it's NADONA, and also we're going to do the FADONA, which is the Florida one. We expanded those last year. We did the Pennsylvania Healthcare Authority Conference. We did the Florida Healthcare, the American Healthcare Association. We're doing the American Occupational Therapy Association. So we're getting out there as much as we can. And just wherever there's an opportunity for us to educate therapists or educate healthcare providers about the benefits of this product, that's what we're trying to do. We've been recently written up in the newspaper in Florida. We were on a TV show recently. I mean, so people are hearing more and more about Comfy Hips, and there seems to be a demand for this information, and that's pretty much what we're trying to do.
Great. And you could probably, can you also get your products in pharmacies like CVS or Walgreens yet?
We haven't gone that route yet. We've started with, for example, the long-term care facilities, the senior living facilities. We're working along those lines. We're working with, like I said, McKesson Medical Surgical. We've had some discussions with other companies that are interested in carrying Comfy Hips, and those are ongoing discussions. Usually what happens at a conference is we see therapists, for example, that are very interested, and they refer us on to people. And sometimes we've had some discussions with some other vendors that sell different products where they feel that our product would be a perfect marriage with their product line. And that's what we're also working with. So there's a lot of things in the pot at this point in time.
You're on Facebook, I notice, under Comfy Hips. And people can write testimonials, and they can also find out more about you on a daily basis. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, and you can even see our pictures on Facebook.
Well, we're going to go on Facebook code here right now so we can see your faces. That would be really cool. So, anyhow, it's really important for people to have the right products, and these have been around for over 5 years now. Am I correct? The research and everything?
The research started towards the end of 2003. The product came into the market in July of 2009, and April of this year, we obtained our U.S. patent on this product. We've got several patents, several trademarks, as well as into Europe as well.
That's so important. I'd like to see this everywhere in the world, to be honest about it. We're the boomer generation and above are the largest generation out there, and that is absolutely so important, for people to understand your product, to get your product, and it would be great to have you everywhere, all over the world. And, I can't tell people and suggest it as much as I, can, because I think this is such an important asset to any care facility, any drugstore. I can see you guys going in the future with even for even larger kids or teenagers that are in sports a lot, because honestly, this looks like protection for everyone.
Well, I think it would be great. Again, it's all about education. It's educating people about fall prevention and protection. That's really what it's about. As we're talking, I'm looking at the back of our insert in our package, and we have very specific instructions. It's very simple to put them on how to put Comfy Hits on. Mm-hmm. Something that we didn't touch upon was following.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute, if you don't
okay.
mind.
No, one of the things that we didn't touch about when we said about who could fall, I wonder how many people, and there's never been a study, how many people fall standing up and putting on their underwear or putting on their pants? If you think about it, you're off balance, and as you get older, it's very important to sit down to do these things. And that's one thing that we have in very bold letter, never put on Comfy Hits or any other undergarment or anything standing up. You must sit down.
Oh, and definitely. I make my mom do that because they tend to want to stand up,
right.
Unfortunately. It's just something that I don't know if it was one of the things that they were when they were little kids or something, but they tend to want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask me why.
Yeah, but it's very dangerous if you think about it. And most people don't think about that, and I wanted to bring that to everybody's attention.
Yeah,
how important it is to sit when you put on your underwear and your pants.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's also important to read instructions. I'll tell you a cute little story. Martin's mom was, God bless her, she's 89 years old now, but I think it was last year, Martin?
Last year or the year before.
Okay. She told us she was feeling a little bit off balance, so we had her measure her waist. We sent her a pair of Comfy Hips, and she called Martin up, just weighing into him, you sent me the wrong size, and yada, yada. So I was living in Tampa at the time, and I drove over to the East Coast, and I went to her house, and I said to her, okay, why don't you put them on for me? Let's see how they're fitting you. Let's see what happened. She never put the pads in. So when she put the pads, she put the undergarments on, but she didn't put the pads in the pockets.
Oh, that's funny.
She didn't read the instructions. Once she put the pads in, she goes, oh, of course they fit just fine, dear. It's like, okay.
And I'm still waiting for that apology.
Yeah, really. But it's important to read instructions, too, and that was my point in bringing that up.
Right. I'm on your Facebook right now, and
okay.
I think you're the cute couple with your blonde, and he and your husband, Martin, he has glasses. Am I right?
Yeah.
That is correct.
That's correct. I don't
know. Oh, he's probably blushing.
That is also correct.
Anyhow, is it your mom up in the left-hand corner of your, is that your mother? That's sitting in a chair. She looks really cute. But it's the Facebook is really sweet. I really, really like it. It looks good. And, you can't tell that you've got the comfy fits on at all. I mean, you can't see it in the pictures. And I think that's what's, you know, women are so, what's the word, vain.
Right.
Well, it's funny you talk about that because at conferences we both wear them. And, you know, and I do some a lot of different conferences for my resources because of time restrictions. So I have comfy fits on, and, you know, women come up and they're therapists or they might be directors of nursing. I go, feel my hips. And they look at me like, you know, they kind of stand back like, is this guy, like, coming on to me? I said, no, feel my hips. And yeah.
We have a lot of fun with it. We definitely do.
I can imagine you do.
Well, you don't want to imagine some of the things that have been said. But anyway, I mean,
right.
They feel my hips and they go, I can't believe you're wearing them. And they say, are you wearing them on the other side? And I turn the other way. And they go, goodness, they're not even visual. You can't actually see them. And I wear them in regular dress pants.
And you can see that, you're wearing regular dress pants, and that you can't see anything coming out on the side, which I think is really important, especially for men. You know, they sometimes don't. They're just as unfortunately as vain as women are sometimes. And but you know what? Before we have to go, I need to get your website again and where people can order everything about you. So go ahead. One of you do it. Okay.
Okay, I'll do it again. For the website, it is www.comfyhips, and again, that is spelled comfyhips.com. And our toll-free number in the United States is 1-877-857-1110.
I can't thank you enough for joining us today on Joni Aldridge's Caregiving SOS. This is just another one wonderful product and service that two absolutely wonderful people came up with the idea, and it was all because of their mother. And it's a tribute to you for what you're doing for everyone, and we want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
All right. And we'll see you very soon, or Joni will see you very soon tomorrow on Joni Aldridge's Caregiving SOS. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.